This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, families are weird. Every family. Might not seem weird to you because you only know what you know, but rest assured, you have your own spin on strange, even though the strangest is universal. Because in the end, you got to do what you got to do just to make your family function. For example, if your kids are, or you were, a picky eater, it's a pain in the ass, but your family knows your quirks and they find a way to accommodate it just to make life easier. Now that said, a new study says if your kid is a picky eater, it's not your fault. Make no mistake, it's your problem, but it's not your fault. Or if you have an older kid who still sleeps with a stuffed animal, well, experts say it's not unusual and it may even have benefits. Now, be that as it may, probably not something you or your kids brag about openly. Or maybe your kid must wear a certain item of clothing every single day. For my son, it used to be a Superman cape. Don't know why. My daughter is the Disney princess dress, which I'm convinced she wore just so I had the inability to pick her up. But it was just one of those things that, and we went along with it. But at least they were little kids at the time. Because even adult children can have that odd quirk. We go to Singapore, where a court legally banned a woman from entering her brother's room because she kept cleaning it. It even gets stranger from there. Yes, they're two adult children living together. She compulsively cleans his room. He can't take it. They had to go to court. And then in Thailand, a mother, she knows that her son has a gambling and drug problem. She loves him to death. But she did install a jail cell in her home to protect him from himself because, you know, that's just what he does. Now, it might seem a bit extreme, but like I said, families are weird. And on that note, we actually have a list of 22 things that kids do and that we did as kids, and we still don't know why. It can be annoying. It's weird. It's strange. But like we said, when it comes to your family, you just know what you got to do to make life easier. And that's what today's question is all about. Who's the family member with the weirdest quirk?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Oh, but y'all, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4217. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Hey, we got a guest on the show, comedian Lewis Black from The Daily Show.
Uh-huh.
He is joining us playing McCall Hall on Saturday night. Lewis Black, who's been doing stand-up, he got started a little bit later on in life. I believe it is mid-40s. He was always a comedic writer.
But how old is he now?
I mean, he's in his 70s.
Yeah.
So he's been doing this for a long time. And typically those guys are on the road for most of the year. And Lewis has decided that he is not going to tour anymore. Mm-hmm. He'll do some stand-up shows here and there, but he's not going to go out on the road and do the basically television comedy special routine that he just put out. So he is done. So if you want to see Lewis Black one more time, that is this Saturday night, and he'll be on the program talking about his last tour. What else do we have for you today? We do have some updated locations on the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter from Black Raven Brewing. Got some nice emails.
Yeah, for sure,
from the weekend. People are enjoying the beer, heading on up to Woodinville to get it direct from the Black Raven Brewing.
Yeah.
Also available at the 884 Pub over in Bremerton.
People someone had a very good time there.
Yeah, with Suzanne and the crew, met some new friends.
Huh?
Apparently that's a place to be. So people are loving the beer. It's at Mike's in Ballard as well. Guaranteed, we know that's on tap because it's got a picture of the tap handle. So we do have some updated locations on the Men's Room Ola Days Holiday Porter. Also today, we're going to be talking about strange things when you're dealing with your family. And when it comes to family, obviously, you love them no matter what. Oftentimes, it's challenging depending on the person.
But you, certain situations, you just know what you have to do to accommodate. And if you're a parent, you kind of know it better than anyone. Because your kids, look, man, kids are kind of all the same, and we were the same way. We were no better than they were. But what they will eat, what they won't eat, what they must wear, what they must hear, what bedtime story they must hear before there's a chance of going to sleep, what they do when they go to sleep. Like, it's endless, man.
Yeah.
It is endless.
And depending on who the people are, and I'm not trying to, yes, you're going to throw some people under the bus today, but it's not going to be the worst way in the world. I mean,
no, it's just their quirk, man.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're up to horrific. I'll give you a couple of, here's a good example. My dad will come up and see me once every 2 years or so.
Yeah.
And he and his girlfriend come up, and they have a very small list of things that they request that I have on hand. One of those things is grits. Now, I don't typically eat grits. I don't mind grits. It's just not something that I wake up and make every morning or on the weekends or any of that.
Sure.
They will go through an entire bag, basically, a package of. So I go, and typically this is not something I shop for. If you don't shop for something on the normal, it's very difficult to find grits. Now, the next thing is they drink like 5 pots of coffee a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to stock up on...
And they're old and from the South.
Yes, exactly. But I don't own a coffee pot.
Right.
So when they come up, last time they came up, I went out and I had to buy a coffee pot for them. So they'd have that. Now, all this is fine and dandy. That's not the worst thing in the world. But when they get up, which is about 5:15, all right, there is no thought that anyone else could possibly be sleeping. So,
yeah,
I... Unbeknownst to them, I take a towel out of my bedroom. I've got a pretty good gap underneath the door. And at night before I go to bed, I have to stuff the towel underneath the door because every cabinet door in my kitchen, I need, and I've thought about buying the spring loaded.
Do it, soft close, yeah.
Yes. Just because, and this is after they've left. They're like, you know what, man? I need to buy those spring loaded, nice and easy closers.
Just, you know, boom,
boom, bam, boom, choo. And I mean, pans. Everything, like just banging around. And it's 5:15 in the morning. I can hear the coffee maker going. They grind the coffee beans. Because they want the grinders. I got a grinder and I got a coffee pot because they want their coffee fresh ground.
But at least they close the cabinet doors. I do not know what it is with my wife. I don't know if she refuses to, if she has the inability to, if it does not cross her mind. Every morning, because she always gets up before me.
Right.
That's a guarantee. Mm-hmm. I stay up late, she gets up early. I know where she's been in the kitchen as a fact.
Yes.
As soon as I walk into the kitchen, and I've said to her, it's like 20 years now, I've given up saying anything, but when we redid the kitchen last year, it's not automatically, it's just soft close, right? So even if you just brush it, just look at it, just breathe on the thing, it will close. And I spent that extra money because it's just one of my pet peeves. I don't think I have like OCD, but for whatever reason, that particular thing drives me crazy. And I've accepted she's just not going to close cabinet doors. It's never going to happen. Drawers, doors, right? But only in the kitchen. And we got those. Just look at it long enough. The thing will close. Doesn't matter. So even when I walk in every morning, it's the same thing. We have the Long Island in the kitchen. And so when I walk down, it's kind of like, you know, when a hockey player scores a goal and they go to the side ice and they high five all the other players.
Oh, you got
to
go by the bench.
Yeah. I do that with the cabinets. Basically, I walk down the length of the kitchen island. And I'm just like, it's like, my God, man, it's not that hard. Same thing with the drawers, because at night, when the kitchen light is not on, you want a glass of water or something. I've hit myself in the testicles. I have hit my knee several times because there's things in the dark that I just don't assume
also,
will be open.
And dude, I make sure to put away, like, even push in the chairs. I have, like, a bar top table that I eat at.
Yeah.
Just because I know at some point in the middle of the night, I'm going to get up, I'm going to walk into the kitchen.
Yes.
But if I left that out, I'm going to rack my foot off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Thank you for doing it. I don't even live with you. Thank you for doing it.
I've got a counter depth size refrigerator. So it's not the biggest one in the world, but it's good enough for me. The freezer is not that big. I have to buy a bag of ice every time they come to my house because they plow through. My ice maker cannot. Now, I just did get a new refrigerator, but the old one could not keep up with the amount of
ice demand
that they used on a daily basis.
I got to buy a bag of ice when my mom's in town, too.
It's insane. Right. And then, you know, like, you'll see, you know the person you live with who always has the phone in their hand no matter where they go?
Yes, my daughter.
This is not the case with them. Anywhere they go, they walk around with a napkin or tissues and a wad in their hand. They could be sitting on the couch. They both have wads of tissues in their hand. So I have to buy extra tissues. You know, I'll use I'll blow my nose two or three times a day or whatever, maybe, but I don't walk around with one crumbled up. And by the time you know it, like, the tissues are gone. They are gone in a day and a half.
Do they throw them out?
They're pretty good about that, yes.
My mother's horrible day. Ever since I was a child, and my father, and look, it's like me, my wife in the cabinets, my dad, ever since I was a child, I just recall hearing his voice drifting through the house. Carolyn, just throw away your tissue, right? And so I didn't pay much attention because you're used to it, but after he kept bitching about it over the years, I'm like, man, it's like Hansel and Gretel leaving the crumbs trail.
But it's a snot, right?
Nobody wants to touch it. It is wet, it is heavy, it is crumpled up, and it is sitting on the table, and that can be the coffee table, dining room table, kitchen table, middle of her bed. And he's like, babe, when you just throw the tissue out, but it turns out that might be a genetic thing on her side of the family, because my aunt does the same thing. And the last time that she stayed with them for like a week and a half or something, we kind of flew down as she's leaving sort of thing. And my father saying to his sister-in-law, the next time you come over, can you just throw your damn tissues away? Just throw your damn tissues away. So my mom and her sister, for whatever reason, they use every tissue in the house, but they won't throw it away.
I don't know what that is.
It's gross.
All right, I was going to say, the one I have, it's not as bad now. It's like my mom's 80.
Sure.
But for years, she is just a morning person, right? I am not. Same thing, right? I'll stay up later, blah, blah, blah. I also have spent a lot of years living alone. So just the conversation in the morning, right? And it's like I try to be good about it, but at some points I'll just be like, Mom, just give me 20 minutes. You have got to stop. I don't have a plan for the day. I mean, I do. Yeah. I have a semblance of a plan.
I'm going to work. But it starts with silence.
Right. They're like, all right, let me get a coffee in, something. But I mean, she was just ready to go.
Yeah.
My parents, Christmas is coming up. It's been a hot minute since I saw the folks. So, of course, we extended the invitation for them to come up, see the grandkids. That is fantastic. They're all about it, right? And I get it, because once you have kids, your parents don't care about you anymore. They care about your kids. Their grandkids, that's it. I'm like, sweet, we'll come up. Kids are excited. And this was last week. My wife texted me and says, they'll be here for 2 weeks.
2 weeks. That's Christmas.
I think maybe they misunderstood the invite, you see. It was, in my mind, it's like a week.
Right.
That is what I think. And I'm like, 2 weeks. Yeah. My dad is a very early morning person. He's very quiet, though. So, like, he could stay in your home and you would not know he's there other than things are cleaner than it normally would be. Yeah. He's that guy. My mom, I'm going to prepare for the tissues. And Ted, like you said, it'd be early morning conversation. And like you, I'm very focused in the morning when I get up, get the kids out of the house, they go to school. Then I'm in front of the computer, and I start working. And I do that in silence. And my wife comes home from dropping off the kids. Even she leaves me alone. She does other things.
The weirdest one, though, man.
That ain't going
to
happen.
Chemistry. It's almost like trying to explain advanced chemistry to my father and his girlfriend on how recycling works. I mean, they have this glaze over their face when I'm trying to... I'm like, see the can? This is recyclable. This plastic container is recyclable. The glass is recyclable. And I'll go to the recycling, and there will be an entire empty filter of coffee grinds that are all over all the recycling.
Everything,
thing,
right.
And a package of pork-juiced bacon wrapper from their breakfast. Well, you said plastic.
You're right.
Fair enough.
Fair, you're right.
I have to go through I'm washing out my recycling container because it's got all the compost stuff in there, well, isn't this going to be all recycled? Yes, but you can't throw food particles.
And here's the thing:
into the recycle.
It's not that,
it's.
We're not being anal, but at least in the city of Seattle, they check your crap.
They will.
That's the thing. Like, look, I don't care where you throw any goddamn thing. Okay, no, I can move recycling for you. The problem is, you see, want to take my trash out because they're going to nickel and dime you for everything.
They'll find you.
And here, maybe you put one glass jar in the trash. I get dinged on that, man. So, like, make sure. I'm not trying to pay for this.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, you said plastic. Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Let me refine that for you.
An elderly Thai woman, desperate to keep her drug and gambling addicted son away from temptation, installed an iron jail cell inside her home. After more than 20 years of living in constant fear of her drug-addicted son, the 64-year-old woman from Thailand took extraordinary measures to protect herself and her neighbors. She recently had contractors build a jail cell inside of her home where she could confine the 42-year-old man when he became violent. She told police that she tried everything to save her son over the years, including several rehab attempts in over 10 different centers across the country. Nothing worked, and he became increasingly violent as time went by. To make matters worse, at one point, the son became addicted to gambling as well, which only made matters worse. For 20 years, I've lived in constant fear. I've lived alone with my son since my husband passed. One of the causes of my husband's death was depression and stress caused by my son's drug addiction. So I installed iron bars in my house because I was worried about my safety and that of my neighbors. On October 23rd, the woman had to call police because she could not control her own son. He was then committed to a hospital, but she knew that he would return. So she decided to have a jail cell installed. The woman, who's not going by her real name, made sure her son had access
to basic... She's the one who has a jail installed in her house.
Basic amenities and left a space between the metal bars to give him food and water. The room with the bars has essential amenities, such as a bed, bathroom, and Wi-Fi. I designed a small hole to deliver food and drinks to my son.
Jesus.
Installed closed system TV to monitor his behavior 24 hours a day. I think this will protect me and my neighbors from his aggressive behavior.
Yeah, I hope my kids don't grow up to be like that.
That's brutal.
That is super brutal. Did they say how old the son was?
He's an adult.
I mean, he is an adult.
I'm going to say if she's 64, what, he's in his 40s?
40s, maybe. Yeah.
Does she have to keep him there?
She doesn't have to, but just her experience with the way he chooses to behave is like, look, for her safety, neighbor safety, we got to lock him up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most parents would just maybe call the police and say, hey, take my son away. But in her case, I respect the addition to her home. Like, oh, no, I built a jail cell. I want him to be comfortable. He just has to be in prison because I know my son well enough to know you can't trust him when he has these moments.
Right.
My stepfather.
I don't know that I have anybody I'm worried about getting violent, but there's definitely times I could use a jail cell.
You don't think you never had violent people in your presence at your home before?
No, I'm just saying right now, I'm just at the point where, like, there's one family member I'm thinking of who I would just be like, just, you got to sit in the cell for an hour or two and chill out.
Okay.
I have a couple of uncles like that.
Where it's
like,
and it'd have to be soundproof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'd have to be soundproof. And like, look, man, you're not like in real trouble. This is like the drunk tank. You're not
good
really
call.
In trouble. We're doing this for you before you do something dumber than the decisions you're currently making. It's like timeout, adult version.
When my stepfather was...
Real quick, Miles. Also, the problem is the family member I'm thinking of, like, I don't blame them. I get that. They're on vacation. But sometimes when family comes out, it's just a normal Monday night.
Right.
So it's like, no, there's no party. We're not calling other people you may know, like... Turn the music down. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just...
I think I know the family.
Yeah, like, it's just Monday.
Did we get a call to join you at the bar, perhaps?
Correct.
Yeah. What day of the week?
That was a Monday.
That was a Monday. Yeah, so, Ted had family in town. My wife's like, hey, so-and-so's in town. I said, I know. They've been in town a couple of days. Like, they very much like us to go to the bar. Now, we knew... I will meet a lot of people at the bar, but it's different. If it's on a Monday night, we meet at the bar. We have a couple of drinks. We're going to go home. They were in a good spot. When we got there, and then I think they talked to every single person in that bar, and I'm just like, oh, boy, that is
in the back of my house.
Yeah, play music.
Nope, not doing that.
That's what you'd put in the cell?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they also smoke cigarettes and just like, look, my neighbors are nice, but like they follow the rules.
Sure,
my
you can't smoke on the building.
You can't smoke outside, like, you know.
Can you go out to the parking lot and do it?
Yeah, you just got to walk kind of towards the back.
Yeah.
This person, of course, went out there like three times. And I was like, stop. No.
Because you're going to get dinged.
Right. You can't sneak one.
Right.
They are going
everyone's
to know.
Right. Like, you won't get arrested, but I will get in trouble. Right. Same thing with the recycling. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get in trouble. I just want to spend money on this. Can you please listen to
me? Now, my stepfather's quirk growing up, different dad, well, the one I grew up with, he was an attorney, and he helped a lot of, quote-unquote, family members that were in trouble.
Sure.
All right. These people did not have money. But they did have, you know, certain skills that he said, hey, look.
All right, Liam Neeson.
Well, we were building a house growing up, and it was one of those things where the house was not finished. So we were living in the house as the house was being built because there was no real other option. You know, it was either all the way in or not at all. And so every single person that came over that did work on our house was basically, they were someone who'd done time, and they've done quite a bit of time. So, but they were also staying in our house.
Right.
In one of the spare bedrooms. So, you know, nice enough guys, but, you know, the people that painted our house, that drywalled our house, that put the electrical work in our house, that put a roof on top of the house, that did the brickwork, every single one of them was someone who owed my stepfather a favor because they were in trouble with the law, and they didn't have any money.
Right, so he's got to do it pro bono.
I'm doing the legal work for you. I will do the best I can for you, but you're going to come over and paint the inside of my house, and then the outside of the house, and then however much longer I work for you, whenever we get, you know, if you get a settlement or whatever the deal is, but that was never the case.
Right.
So we, you know, we had strict instruction. Like, I remember my mom at one point in time, she had a whole box of all the alcohol that we had in our cabinet, and she took it out, and she put it in the back of our Volkswagen bus. And I was like, why in the hell are you taking all the alcohol out? You know, it wasn't me. I wasn't at that stage of life. I was, you know, younger, and that wasn't my thing. But because the two guys that were there to paint the exterior, they had just got out of jail, and one guy had a serious alcohol problem. Now, that's fine. On day number two, he fell.
Did your mother ever audibly express, like she doesn't love that your stepfather does this, or did she say...
I never heard anything about it.
I bet you he did.
On day two, the guy fell 17 feet, fortunately, in our yard off of a ladder when he was painting the exterior on the second floor because he was hammered, right? So the whole ladder goes, boom, and he goes with.
Oh, he went down with the ladder.
Oh, yeah. I was not home for this, but apparently this happened. The guy bounces back up, and so anyway, they finished the job. So the fall comes around. This is, they painted during the summer. The fall comes around. My job is to bring all the firewood in the house, to kind of put it in the garage so it'll dry out and all that stuff. That's where we dried our firewood. So I start bringing in this cord. And, I mean, I'd move two logs, and there'd be a vodka bottle stuck. Yeah, either half full.
Right.
I'm not kidding. Like, you couldn't find it. Or completely empty. There were 9 vodka bottles that were put in to all that wood that was hidden in there. And I'm like, and so I did not piece it together.
Sure, sure.
I'm just like, what is going on with the guy delivering our wood? And my stepfather's like, that ain't the guy delivering the wood. Right. It was. He's like, remember the two guys? I'm like, yeah, I remember the two guys. He's like, the guy that fell off the ladder, yeah.
That's why.
That's it right there.
Yeah, he doesn't remember painting the house.
No. Who's the family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-80-
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
103 Rock.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Who is the family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Tim. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, so mine is my mother-in-law, who I despise dearly.
Despise dearly. I like that.
Yep, I despise this woman. Makes my skin crawl when I think about her. So I've been with my wife. We've been married 37 years. So I've spent quite a lot of time around my mother-in-law over the years. And I don't know whether it's because she's gotten older, but, and I hadn't noticed this previously, but two things that she does that just drives me up a wall is, number one, she washes dishes with her fingers with no sponge or soap. She'll just run her fingers through the cup, just rinse it off under the water and put it in the, you know, the dish basket. And then the other thing that she does, and this just happened recently, we're having a little get together and my wife was preparing a salad and chopping up some olives, et cetera. And she proceeds to take the knives and the utensils that we're using to prepare the food. And I catch her licking the spoon, licking the knife, and laying it back on the butcher block where they're cutting up all the utensils or all the food. And nobody else saw it but me, so I'm sitting there trying to figure out how I'm going to make it apparent to my wife without causing a scene. And I end up, my wife goes to grab the knife, and I'm like, I couldn't even tell you. It must have sounded like an accident happening, or I was freaking out. But I had to draw her outside and tell her, don't touch the utensils. And we ended up throwing half the salad away afterwards.
So what would have happened, do you think, if you had said to your mother-in-law, like, hey, can you do me a favor and just rinse those off with your fingers real quick if you're going to lick the knife and everything? Would she have freaked out on it?
Yeah, she would totally deny it and make it sound like she'd flip it around and make it sound like I have a problem. I mean, she doesn't like me, hasn't liked me. Probably since day.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you're
good. Okay.
Yeah.
So what is her reason? What is her reason for not liking you?
Because I was a contractor and her son worked for me, and I fired him and hired him probably a dozen times, and it was always I was the bad guy, even though he was blatant alcoholic.
Oh, so she's mad.
Never doing you wrong.
So she's mad. But is that how you met your wife, through that through him?
No, absolutely not. If I'd have met, to be honest with you, if I'd have met them before I met my wife, I wouldn't have married her.
Yeah. Okay. So you were doing this guy a favor.
Yeah, he was my brother-in-law, and I figured I needed help. You know, it was hard to come by good employees, and he had some background, barely. And but he had a drinking problem as well and an attitude problem. So every time I would fire him, he'd go run home to mommy and cry.
So as your mother-in-law hated you for all 37 years that you've been married?
Well, she didn't like me from the onset. Okay, my wife came from a Mormon family, which that didn't work out very well at the beginning, and fortunately she became a Jack Mormon because, you know, I was kind of a little hardcore. I liked to drink and party a little bit, but yet I had a great job. I owned my own business, and, you know, I just kind of ruffled the feathers in that family because they were better than, you know, everybody else, so they thought. But, yeah, I don't think she was very fond of me from the start.
Now, do you and your wife have kids?
We do. We have three boys, grown boys.
Oh, so they're, okay. Was she a decent grandmother?
If it takes you that long, no. If it takes you that long to answer, the answer is no.
No, she wasn't. She was, yeah, no. She has her two youngest children. My wife has five siblings. The two youngest are like her life. They can't do anything wrong. The son that I fired multiple times is now 52 years old, and he's still living off his mother's Social Security.
Wow.
But it's your fault that he lost his job. Yeah. Yeah. That's how that works.
Now, does he, has he disassociated with you because of the fact that you fired him?
Oh, I haven't talked to him in probably 10 years because, I haven't spoken with him for 10 years since the last time I fired him.
So do they all live locally? So now you and your wife, you have your lives. Do you have to really coexist with them, or is this just something that happens at the holidays?
No, I mean, we don't. We moved out of California. I moved up to Squim. We've been living up for a while. She lives at part-time in La Paz, Mexico, where he built a house that she funded, and she's down there by herself half the time because he has to travel around to try to find work. Yeah, it's really hard to find a construction job nowadays. So he says, but he has to go out of the country to get to work, you know, here and there. And she's down there. So long story short, she bounces from each sibling and lives off them because, you know, everybody supports her while she's out of there or she's living at their house. We support her 100%.
I got a buddy who's a general contractor, and that whole industry has a hard time finding jobs as far as people to fill them.
Right.
Yeah, I know that. I mean, I'm a building inspector now on Bainbridge Island, and they're always, I mean, I get offered jobs all the time. I mean, I'm done with that, you know, as far as the physical labor. But, yeah, you got to be a real mentally, challenged person if you're in the construction industry and you don't work.
Okay.
Some people
just don't want to work.
I think that's a lot of it.
Yeah.
For sure. But he's right, man. It felt like a construction job. Like, if you know what you're doing, I don't. So I could not get a job doing it. But if you know what you're doing, there's people hiring. I mean, all the stuff we've had done to our house, like, in the last year and a half or so, great general contractors, great workers, but they still have feelers. Like, hey, man, if you know anybody interested, and I don't off the top of my head, but I'm like, good to know. Seems like they're always hiring.
I feel like... Always. Granted, I know a few people that own, you know, whether it's a bar or restaurant or whatever, but like, I feel like a line cook, too. You can generally.
You should be able to find a line cook.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense, man. We are a dime a dozen. Like, there's a million of them. Because it's a job you just got because your parents said get a job. So typically you started it early in life. You hit your mid-20s. You're pretty much a veteran at it. You know what you're doing. There's no restaurant you can't work in. So at some point, like, you just don't want the job.
Right. And even if you don't know, a lot of places, like.
They don't care. It's real easy. They'll teach you. It's not like cooking from scratch at home. Someone else has prepped all the ingredients there, and it's not like you're really making anything. You're just kind of heating up something to serve people.
Right.
That's really it.
I've said it before. Like, I have one, but I love the guy to death. But at a certain point, it's like, dude, I understand you want a career, but like, we're in our 40s. You just need constant work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you have bills, right? Like, this and that. Like, you just, I'm sorry. Like, I don't want to crush your dreams, but like, that ship might have sailed.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. We were talking earlier about your kid being a picky eater for about 5 years of my youngest daughter's life. It was chicken strips specifically.
Not nuggets.
Not even nuggets. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even go buy Dino Nuggets. I had to buy the strips, like the Tyson strips.
You couldn't get Dino Nuggets?
No.
That's usually a home run.
That's what I thought.
I get that, though. It's a different kind of chicken. It feels like it's a realer chicken with the chicken tenders.
It is, but kids don't typically demand the more vintage product. Like, think about mac and cheese. If it comes out of a box, they're dynamite. Yeah. It's powdered cheese. So you make an actual mac and cheese, they think it's disgusting.
She ate like five things, right? But that was always one of them. So we want to go out to an Italian. This was probably between 8, 13, 14 years old that she was in this window of chicken strips, French fries, ice cream. That's how she survived. But I would say, like, we want to go to an Italian restaurant. I'm like, look, they have this thing called chicken parmesan. And it is chicken that is breaded, and you like sauce, and you like cheese. It's kind of like a pizza toppings. But then there's spaghetti, and you like spaghetti. Like, all these things you like individual.
But you can't put them together.
It's like a big chicken strip soup.
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's got melted cheese on it that you like on your pizza, and it's got the sauce.
That won't work, though.
And you got the spaghetti. No. You got all the things. No, Dad, I don't want that. Have you ever tried it? Because you asked me what it was. No. All right, well, maybe, I'll tell you what. I'll get it, give you a bite, you know, and then if you like it, you can eat it. Or we'll order you one, whatever the deal was. That never was the case. So basically, she'd take a bite of mine, and I'd realize that, oh, man, she likes it. Yeah. Thank God. I would rather her learn a new food that she likes, which is a, so then I would take her.
Even if you eat mine.
I would take her basically.
Chicken nuggets.
No, her butter and Parmesan olive oil plain ass pasta that she got.
It's actually pretty bomb though.
And I would eat, well, it depends.
I mean, when you, when it's next to a chicken parm, it doesn't matter.
You're not wrong. It's not chicken parm.
It's not what I wanted.
Right. It's not what he ordered.
I went to an Italian restaurant to eat buttered noodles with Kraft Parmesan cheese on top and olive oil and butter. But it's not that it's bad. It's just that I could have made this.
Can you just bring me a cup of marinara,
and
I
made it at home. No, my daughter, she won't even put Parmesan on her pasta. So anytime, it's one thing that drives me crazy. Like, anytime we're going to go out to eat, I have to know what's on their menu. Because they have to have plain pasta. And even then, it's like, we just need buttered noodles. And like any good wait staff, they're like, would you like Parmesan? I'm like, again, noodles, butter, literally nothing else. Don't try to sneak it in. Do not put parsley on there. Do not use oregano. Do not use Parmesan. She won't eat it. And just like your daughter, man, she's basically ice cream. Chicken nuggets. She'll eat strawberries
strips,
and blueberries.
Strips.
Right. Oh, no. She won't eat chicken off the bone. Let's not be funny now.
Right. She's calm down, Miles.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Come on.
She's not that exotic where you eat chicken
but
off the bone.
At least she's eating some fruit.
Look, she will absolutely eat berries, right? So raspberries are in season. She'll eat those. She'll eat strawberries. She'll eat blueberries. But like I said to Miles, and she eats blueberries constantly. And she's sitting next to me on the sofa last night. She's eating blueberries. Her brother says, hey, can I get a handful of blueberries? And she's very obliging. And he grabs a handful of blueberries. And like most normal people, whether it's M&M's, blueberries, peanuts, you pop like five or six in your mouth and off you go. Yeah. And I know she does this. And she's been doing it since she was little. I just typically don't watch her eat blueberries. So I kind of forgot how annoying this is. A blueberry is about the size of a marble.
Yep. Yeah.
It takes her three bites. Three bites. So then I'm seeing her out of the corner of my eye. And I'm like, all right, maybe she's just distracted by the TV. So now the 40 blueberries I kind of watch.
You can't stop.
Eat.
You can't stop looking now.
Well, now I can't, right? So it's just, I'm not watching TV anymore. I'm doing the side eye, my periphery. And she's sitting directly next to me. And she has this little ass blueberry in her hand. And I don't know why it bothers me. It doesn't matter. But she takes a bite of the blueberry, then takes another bite, and then the third bite. And I'm like, but you go through like four pints of these in 2 days. And I don't understand how you can do that when it takes you three nibbles. Do you even get taste in your mouth at that point? She gets about as much in her mouth as you get when there's chicken stuck in your teeth and you're finally sucking it. Like, that's not a meal to me. That's just a little bit of leftover stuff, and it drives me bonkers. And it really should. And I don't say anything because I'm like, look. It's,
sure, you don't want to make her feel bad about it.
I don't
it,
want but, to feel bad. Look, that's how you eat blueberries. But, just why do you eat blueberries like that?
My wife will do the same thing with, like, gummy candies. She's eating a gummy bear. Same thing. If
like
you're eating
two
a gummy
bites?
Bear, you'll just pop a gummy bear.
What, she decapitate it?
Yes.
They just put it in your mouth and eat it.
Chew a piece off, or you know, she's really into Swedish candy right now.
All right,
and every single piece, I would just pop into my big fat ass mouth.
Yes.
Now she will find some way to make this little, you know,
Swedish fish.
Shujabi. No. Can't do the Swedish fish.
Right.
Hates the Swedish fish. True Swedish candy, Ted.
But
she'll make it last three bites.
And
what are you doing?
But my daughter does that with everything. Like I said, the worst is pizza, and she's always eating pizza this way. I just thought. Look, she's going
to
be 14 years old tomorrow.
This is fascinating to me.
14 years old tomorrow. So I figured maybe 8 years ago, by the time she's 14, it won't be like this. So just the way she eats pizza, it gets deconstructed on the plate. Pepperoni removed, cheese removed from the crust. We'll eat the crust, then eat the cheese, then eat the pepperoni. Like I said,
what about the bread underneath or the sauce?
Yeah, the crust. She'll eat that. Look, she eats the entire slice of pizza. She just doesn't eat it at one time. All right, so I know this to be the fact. But
have you ever asked her to just take a bite of it all together?
I have. It doesn't work for her,
just
man.
Try it all day long.
I know, but that's what I'm saying.
At this 8-person birthday party.
But that's
table.
Why you don't bring it up, because it's like, look, man, this is your quirk. I've accepted this. The problem is when you forget. So right now, we're doing what I find to be a very strange thing and shopping around for high schools, like high school kids shop around for colleges. I didn't know that was a thing. When I was growing up, your parents put your ass on a bus, or that bus dropped you off. That's where you went to high school. That's the entire discussion. Well, now you get to shop around, so whatever.
The private school thing. Yeah, right, we did it.
No,
yeah.
Public and private, dude.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You they got a
public
school.
Schools, you just went to your district.
You can, but you can also not.
All of
this crap is coming up. Now, I did not know any of this until a couple of weeks ago, so we're doing the thing. No big deal, but we went to whatever high school a couple of weeks ago, very close to the pizza place in the Montez. The one close to... You said...
Yeah.
All right, so... in my mind, I'm going to be the cool dad. Everyone's a little tired. I did it after work. It's about 9 o'clock at this point. And I said, hey, man, do you guys want to get pizza? And they're like, oh, hell yeah. So we sit down as a family. They serve the pizza, and instantly it comes back. Everyone grabs two slices. We're mowing down. We're talking. And again, she always sits next to me, so it's my peripheral vision. And it just, it drives me nuts, but I'm not going to say anything. The pepperoni comes off. The cheese comes off. Now there's two certain piles. Then she eats a crust, but when she eats the crust, it is upside down. I can't explain.
Upside down? What do you mean? So like the sauce side is the bottom?
Right, but keep in mind, most of the sauce has come off of the cheese. So there's very little fear. It's not a messy thing.
All right.
Okay. All right. But here's a slice of pizza. We would eat it like this. She has it like, I don't know, like upside down.
Right. She actually reverse eats the doggone
thing. She reverse eats it. Lynn eats the cheese, then eats the pepperoni. Maybe she eats the pepperoni before the cheese, but either way, she's eating a slice of pizza.
Does she like go around the place, you know, so she's deconstructing it, so now she's got bread, she's got sauce, she's got cheese, she's got pepperoni. She will spread around, you know, she'll eat a pepperoni here, she'll eat a slice of cheese here, she'll eat a bite of the crust here.
Typically, she crushes pile per pile.
Pile per
pile. All right, so it'll be cheese, it'll be pepperoni, it'll be crust. Whatever order she wants to do it, who knows? That's where the magic happens. But the problem with doing it like this, and also she eats really slow. And I remembered as we're sitting there, we're now down to one slice left. She's still working on slice number one because it's one pepperoni at a time. And even with the pepperoni, it's several bites. And it's just, what are you going to do? And I've said this a million times. The first boy that wants to take her out on a date, just to see where he really stands with her, be like, hey, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm going to pay for you to take her out for dinner. Oh, thank you, Mr. Hill. No, no, no. You got to take her out for pizza. I'm going to leave it at that. If after that meal, you were cool to go on a second date, like, knock yourself out, bro. Because that's how she eats. But there's a couple things I had to remember. One, if we go to a pizza place and they say, would you like apples? Say, get mozzarella sticks. Would you like them to come up before the pizza? No. In fact, if you can get the pizza out before the appetizers, that would be great. That way, by the time we eat the appetizers and get to pizza, maybe she's a slice and a half down. But if you go and get pizza with my daughter, it's like a marathon. You're going to be there for a hot
is everyone, it's like, minute. Are you just waiting for her to eat while you got the tab and everything in front of you?
I will usually tell her you got to either shove the rest in your mouth or be done with it, but I'm getting a tab. And I try to be patient. So it's like a 20-minute grace period. I've had as many drinks as I'm willing to drink. You know what I mean? It was a couple of shots. I've had a beer. I've had a Coca-Cola. Now your brother's all fired up because he's had more caffeine than he needs. But we're trying to kill frickin' time here. You know what I mean? And it's like there's just nothing you can do. And I'm done trying. I got like, this is who she is.
Breaks it down piece by piece.
Piece by piece.
Who's the family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-803-ROCK. Like just eating the cheese and the meat first.
Anything.
All right, well, look, I was
speed
guilty
up the process.
I was guilty of this Saturday night after a long day of tailgating. I simply just was like, everybody else is asleep. This pizza's left over. I'm just going to eat the meat and cheese.
Okay.
But I, my brother, it just looked like, as he said, somebody mutilated the pizza. Because there's just dry slices of triangles of bread. All the sauce. And you could see where I, like, ran my teeth across to get the sauce off
God,
the
fish, man.
But that was just me being a drunk idiot.
Don't want those carbs in the bread.
Yeah. I don't know. Right? I was like, I'm not that hungry, but I got room for the meat and the cheese part. Right.
No carbs in beer.
Right. Normally, no, I just eat pizza. I wouldn't do that. But I was like, I didn't pay for it. Right. We're leaving the next day. So I wasn't going to eat
waste
it. So I was like, I don't feel bad kind of wasting it.
Who's the family member with the weirdest quirk? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.